Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to the show. Final hour. It's Bish and EB. The holiday vacay schedules have started, so it's just the two of us all week. And you're listening to us, of course, on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and on Monumental Sports Network. You're watching us, all presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, visit CropMetcalf.com. You can join their team today. It is a Victory Monday, all brought to you by Chenigo Mios, 2024 Top Workplace. Visit CareersWithMIOS.com. 800-636-1067 is the number. Before we take a sneak peek at the Eagle game, we'll also kind of break down what the Eagles did to the Steelers yesterday, because they did dominate them. The game wasn't as close as the score. But let's take a call from...
Let's go, Leroy. Leroy's been on hold for a long time. Leroy, what's up, buddy? Sorry we didn't get to you.
All right. No problem, gentlemen. How y'all doing this morning?
Going great.
Thanks for calling.
All right. I think that this team plays flat when they don't play on a consistent basis.
I mean,
when we didn't play against, we didn't play Dallas. Our starters at the beginning of the year against the Buccaneers, we came out flat.
Mm-hmm.
Also, our games that we played where we lost to the Eagles as well as the Cowboys, we had little mini buys and stuff like that, and we came out flat.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have our bye week this week pass, and we came out in this game flat. So I think this team is young, and they need to play.
I mean, they were up 17-0. It wasn't like they were, you know.
They did have a commanding lead, 17-zippy.
Yeah, but at a time, we just basically went into a sleep mode for a little while, and that's how the Saints were able to come back in that game.
Yeah, well, you got to give them a little credit. I mean, Rattler came in and gave them a spark. I thought defensively.
The coach was smart to do that, to give his offense,
Yeah, because if you think about it, Leroy. Right,
thank you, buddy.
Joe Witt and the defensive staff were all kind of game planning for Jake Haener all week, and then you throw in Rattler there in the second half. You know, he does some things that Haener can't do. So that might have had something to do with it. But they were running a lot of plays, killing a lot of time. That's why they had such a difference in the time of possession. But they just weren't scoring touchdowns in the second half.
And I really want you to look at the possessions down the stretch. Somebody watch that. Rewatch that fourth quarter, and you'll see there are times where Jaden could run off more clock. We're clearly in a mode where we're just trying to get the W at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And he's snapping the ball with, you know, I think one time there was like 13, 14 seconds left. And I'm like, dude, just take
burn
your time.
It a little bit. Yeah,
I mean, I know it's a fine line, but just burn the clock. I think, and then we could have taken the air out of the football a little bit. Joe Witt talked about it, though, last week, and I'll be curious if they ask him again this week. They, defensively, you know, they've done a pretty good job at the end of the day improving this year, and Lattimore's been a huge improvement. But they do pretty well at the beginning of the games. They're falling apart in the second half.
Yeah, I agree.
And in the fourth quarter. And I think you can look at the numbers, and they bear that out, like points. Mm-hmm. Points-wise, the number of points they're giving up in the first quarter compared to the fourth quarter, I mean, dramatically different.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know if that's just a depth issue. I don't know what that is.
Well, I think a lot of that has to do with, on the offensive side, when they get the ball in the first half, they are sustaining drives. Mm-hmm. You know, yesterday they were sustaining drives in those first couple possessions and then scoring touchdowns, and they just burn a lot of clock, so New Orleans just didn't have the ball. So maybe that has something to do with it. And in the second half, they were doing that to some extent, but they were kicking field goals, and then they had the missed field goal. So giving the ball back to the Saints at basically midfield didn't help. But again, it's a win.
It's a win. And they should have the boys' attention this week, I would think. Because they got a tough challenge against Philly. Now, in some ways, it's almost like – I almost look at this game as like a free roll.
Yeah, because no one really expects them to win the game.
Why are you laughing at me? I almost look at it. Did you bet I was going to say that or something?
No, it's been mentioned.
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of is. I think the Eagles are favored. They should be favored.
Well, Valdez, he just had this theory earlier that whenever the Commanders play a tough game, everyone always
it goes back to
it doesn't matter.
We're ahead of schedule.
Ahead of schedule, yeah.
But
I mean, it's true.
But other games, the chest gets puffed out because you are 9-5.
Well, I mean, listen.
Well, they're 9-5, but they haven't beaten one team besides Arizona that has a shot at the playoffs.
Yes. No, I know, so, and that's when it gets to the we're ahead of schedule.
Hey, but you can't take shots at us. You were telling me 6 weeks ago we're a very good team. You were saying that. Now you're turning on us.
Well, I'm just saying that that's the mentality you should have.
It's not about the team.
It's not about the team.
It's your mindset.
I think we're underdogs against the Eagles, and I think we are kind of free rolling.
You know, but just because you're an underdog doesn't mean you need to revert back to the we're ahead of schedule phase. That's all.
Well, I mean,
no, I mean, I think people just look at the game, guard. This is going to be one of our toughest games because the Eagles need this game too. Even though the Eagles have already clinched the division, yeah. they need this game if they want the number one seed. But
look, I just
think it's just a massive game. On both sides, because, like I said, Philly needs it, but Washington needs to stay ahead of those other teams. Do I expect Philly to win? Yeah. Philly's got ridiculous weapons.
Better.
Philadelphia kicked Pittsburgh's ass yesterday. All right? I know it's a 14-point win. They basically won that game by 4 touchdowns because they dominated them. They had 26 first downs to 10 for Pittsburgh. Time of possession, they killed them. Hurts probably had his best game. Pittsburgh had no business being in the stadium. That's how good Philadelphia was yesterday.
Yeah. But listen, I still think we can win, and I actually think that the best thing that happened for us was squeaking.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think they'll have 100% of our attention. But I think they're a better football team. What's wrong with that?
Of course
they are. What's wrong with saying that?
No, there's, you shouldn't think they are a better football team.
Yeah.
Philadelphia has won 10 straight games, people.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. They're better. But doesn't mean Washington can't pull an upset. It happens.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like Philly's a 14-point favorite. It's 3.5.
Yeah. And listen, I'm puffing my chest about being 9-5 because we haven't been 9-5 since 1993. I mean, let me have it. You know, we haven't been 9-5 since 1993. Now, I still don't think that this team's built to, you know, is ready to, like, win a bunch of games in the playoffs. But it'd be great to get there and see. And you never know what's going to happen. You got to get there.
Of course.
Yeah.
It would be awesome to preview, a playoff game against, you know, Philly or against Detroit or whoever they would play.
Right.
It would be awesome.
And when you look at what like Jalen is doing, I didn't realize he has 14 rushing touchdowns.
Oh, yeah, man.
It's unbelievable. I know a lot of that's like push-push stuff.
I'm guessing 10 of them are tush-pushes.
Yeah, I know. But still, I mean, he's a big part of that.
But think about this.
Strong legs.
Hurts, now, Hurts has a broken finger on his left hand, and he's saying that is affecting him. But, He obviously didn't miss any practice time. He's the fifth quarterback since 1950. Think about this. He's the fifth quarterback since 1950 to have three winning streaks of 10-plus games in a career. The only other quarterbacks to do that, Mahomes, Brady, Peyton, and Elway.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty impressive.
No, he's a special kid, and he's been a leader his entire career.
Now, there are a lot of times just watching him the last few weeks where he's holding the ball a little bit too long. He's not finding his guys, and that's where the griping started with A.J. Brown. Now, luckily, he's got Barkley he can lean on, and Barkley didn't have to be a factor yesterday, but they leaned on A.J. and they leaned on Devontae. But there's a lot of times where he just kind of sits back there and he holds the ball a little too long. He's got guys open, but he holds the ball and then he throws it out of bounds. But yesterday, he was on point.
Mm-hmm. He's having a great year. You actually look at his numbers. They're fairly similar. The big difference is what he's doing is in terms of getting in the end zone with his legs. But they're very similar to Jalen. They're like neck and neck numbers-wise, like completion percentage, touchdowns, interceptions. I mean, yardage, they're all very similar.
Yeah.
He's just really capitalizing with that tush push and those strong ass legs that have 14 rushing touchdowns. And what Saquon is doing for them is just been, that's like a game changer.
Correct.
For them.
I mean, think about that. 14, he's probably going to end the season with, let's call it 17 rushing touchdowns. I'll give him one a game
mm-hmm.
for the rest of the way.
And he'll probably have 20-some passing.
Yeah, I mean,
he'll probably have 22 or more passing. I mean, you're talking about 40 touchdowns.
Yeah.
He's having an incredible season.
He's having a really good year. Now, they played down to some of their opponents. They did against Carolina, right? They probably should have lost that game because the receiver dropped the ball at the end of that game. And if they catch that, he probably scores a touchdown and they possibly win that game. But, you know, they've beaten some really good teams in this 10-game stretch. I mean,
but I tell you what,
they beat the Rams out there. They beat Baltimore at Baltimore. Obviously, beating Pittsburgh yesterday, dominating them. It's a really good win. So, look, 10 wins in a row is ridiculous in the NFL.
Yeah,
shouldn't be that easy.
When they had the first go around against us, remind me, I want to look when they won 26-18. Did AJ go off? Not really. He was somewhat. He had 8 targets.
No,
he had 5
Barkley.
Catches.
It was Barkley who went off.
Barkley had 146, and then he had another 50 rushing.
Correct.
But now you're going to put 8. Now, you know, Lattimore on AJ, that's going to make it even more difficult for him. I don't know.
Yeah, that'll be tough.
I think, you know.
So maybe they'll have to go more to Devontae or they'll lean on Barkley a little bit more. I mean, Barkley's going to have another good game.
Well, maybe he's nicked up, though.
Well, okay, we'll see where he is.
Because he's off his pace. I think for Barkley to have that sort of record-setting pace or whatever that pace was, he needed about $130 or something like that against Pittsburgh, and he only had like 60-something.
Yeah, well, he was out for pretty much the entire second quarter.
Right.
But he had 124 last week against Carolina. He's
averaging 120 a game.
Yeah, he's averaging 6 yards a carry. So we'll see where he is.
Offensively, we're both about the same. Both teams averaging around 28 points per game. Defensively, they're a little better, though. I think they're only giving up 16 or 17, right? I thought I saw that. Let me see where I have that.
The points against?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Defensively, they're a little bit better. But again, I do think the Lattimore addition is going to really start to pay some dividends here down the stretch. But
I'll tell you what, one of their best draft picks maybe in the last 5 years is Cooper DeJean from Iowa, the mm-hmm, safety. Mm-hmm. He is all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
he's a great athlete.
He's so good. And he can cover a bunch of different guys. And he's great against the run. I mean, he's just a really good player.
Right. We need to get healthy. We need to find a way to get Ertz in and out of that protocol. We need to get Chin in and out of that protocol. Mm-hmm. We need to get Biotish back and, you know, just have to play a cleaner game penalty-wise because I think that's what really, really hurt us yesterday beyond some of the drops and the near misses. You know, those 9 penalties and 8 sacks. I mean, that right there is the difference between, like, a 1-point game and, like, a 20-point game.
Oh, yeah. I would agree with that.
Which is what it could have been.
I mean, the 9 penalties, I would say 3 of them probably were bad calls. But, I mean, most of them, I mean, those holding calls were legit.
Mm-hmm.
The defensive holding was legit. And so I just think that you've got to play like an A-plus game to beat the Eagles. And the fact that this game means a lot to Philly is going to be very difficult. But the NFL is unpredictable, and if you play a great game, you can finally, you know, beat them. I just would say this: when you, even if they lose to Philly and you're 9-6, you're still kind of in control of your own destiny, in my opinion, because of, you know, the Seahawks are without their quarterback. We'll see what happens with Geno. You've already beaten Arizona. I'm going to give the Rams, especially if Geno's going to miss a couple weeks, I'm going to give the Rams that division, so they're out of the picture. And then you play Atlanta, and Atlanta has lost four straight. So I think things are still going well, even if they lose to Philly, because you can beat Atlanta, and then if you have to beat Dallas, beat them, and you're in. This isn't a must win.
No,
yesterday was a must win.
No, somebody said, you know, Stoner sent me the basically, with the Seattle loss, a combination of one Washington win and one Atlanta loss, next three games clinches a spot. There's a small stipulation, and this is where it gets weird. There's less than 1% chance, but if Seattle and the Rams both go 2-0 and their Week 18 game ends in a tie and we only win one more, then it would knock us out. But all that right, would
but
take
the chances of them ending in a tie is almost zero.
Yeah, they're not going to end in a tie, and you know both those teams have to go 2-0, which, you know, probably unlikely.
And then Seattle has to host Minnesota next week, and the Rams have to go to the Jets. Now the Jets put up some points yesterday, but it was against a bad team. And then Atlanta, we've already talked about Atlanta. They play Vegas tonight, and they play the Giants next week. Okay, two bad teams, but Atlanta's been playing bad football, so we'll see. But the Eagle game is not a must win. The Atlanta game would be a must win, depending on what happens to the rest of the league.
So we gotta cut down the penalties. We gotta figure out the protection things. Jaden gotta get the ball a little quicker. You know, connect on McLaurin a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta get a little healthier. I love what they're doing. I see some positive things. I thought Crowder was a big addition. I thought McCaffrey actually helped on some of those kickoff returns.
Yeah.
I was encouraged about that. We got to get our kicker situation figured out.
McCaffrey had one really good return on the kick.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
he did.
Yeah, he can move a little bit.
I love how
I would love for them to use him a little bit more in the pass game.
I don't understand why they're
I don't know why. Maybe now they will. But
we got to get B-Rob going again. Get that running game going.
Yep.
And then I think, you know, I think we'll put up a good fight. I don't think it's going to be some sort of a blowout or anything. I just think, you know, you got to give the Eagles the edge, but I think we'll give them a good fight.
Yep. All right. We'll see. 800-636-1067 is the number if you want to chime in on the Commanders getting that big win yesterday down in New Orleans, 20-19. When we come back, we'll divert a little bit. If you want, we'll go EP. If not, we'll take some more calls. 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. 106.7 The Fan.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All right, welcome back. It's Bish and EB on The Fan. Still taking your calls if you want to chime in on the game. 800-636-1067. It is a Victory Monday presented by Chenega Mayo. So 2024 Top Workplace.
I just careers. Love to hear the song.
MIOS.com.
Can't hear it enough.
Better than playing
me, me on the saxophone.
Yeah.
Botching it.
All right.
Can I tell you what's going on in the world?
Yeah, we'll divert from the NFL and go to the EP, which is sponsored.
That's right. Entertainment Page, driven by BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner. For the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine, get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for my girl Miriam. She's the general manager. Check them out at BMWFairfax.com. They'll treat you like a rock star. New used vehicles, electric, gas, whatever you want. They got power. There's nothing like a BMW. You know, I wanted to lead off, actually, with the drones.
Because it's a huge story.
The whole world's going crazy about drones.
Yeah.
And everyone's, I guess, they're over New Jersey, wherever the hell they are. And everyone's freaking out. I got to tell you, I'm not freaking out. I don't know why.
Well, they're here, too.
They're here in D.C.? Yeah, I'm sure.
D.C.
And
area.
I just assume it's some sort of military exercise or something, and they're lying to us, and they know what it is. I don't think it's like we're being invaded by like North Korea or something or whatever people think.
Well, I can just be Johnny down the street just flying his drone
and
everywhere.
It could be. I think some of them are bigger. I think there is some fear I saw that you know, some of these guys are getting pissed off and they're just going to start shooting them down themselves and they're going to end up taking down like a small jet or something.
Yeah.
You know, be careful.
Oh, I think if you shoot them, you're going to jail.
I wouldn't shoot them down.
Because that would be like shooting down a freaking airplane.
But I know when I tweeted, I got nothing for this monumental alt cast that we did the other night. And we ended up having a good time and I think it worked out. But a lot of people said, just kill time talking about the drones. The drones are capturing everyone's attention. I don't know if they're capturing yours. Mar, they captured yours. Drabby, they capturing your attention at all? I'm just assuming it's some sort of military thing, and they're just lying
exercise.
To us. Something's going on. They're just lying to us. They know what it is.
I've heard all of the theories. So
I don't think we're in imminent danger or anything.
I feel like we're getting too many theories, and just because of that, it makes it so overwhelming. Does that make sense? But I'm with you. Like, I'm not freaking out about it.
I'm not freaking out at all.
My favorite theory is that it's aliens, and that good aliens are fighting bad aliens. So that's my favorite theory.
Some people are saying that.
Yep.
They actually think it's aliens.
Yep, they think it's aliens.
Yeah. The problem is that like a lot of our elected officials that are supposed to kind of calm us, they don't know what's going on. They're not telling them. They have no idea what's going on.
I thought they put out a statement yesterday.
Who's they?
The military?
Yeah, the military. Somebody did.
What'd they say?
I thought they said it was to monitor other drone activity.
I don't know what you're talking about, but sure. Listen, whatever they're saying, I assume they're lying, but I also assume it's nothing terrible. So probably two.
Well, all I know is if you shoot down a drone, it's a federal crime.
Mm-hmm.
So don't shoot it down. I don't know how else you...
Didn't a guy do that a couple weeks ago? He shot down something. I think it was a drone that was on his property, like on a farm. And he just shot it down, and I think they arrested him.
They arrested him, right?
Yeah.
It's a federal crime. It's like shooting down an airplane.
Yeah, so don't do that.
Is it legal for, let's just say my neighbor wanted to fly his drone over my house. Is it legal to fly a drone over someone's house? I guess it is.
I don't know. I know you can't do it in certain areas. You know, obviously, like you can't do it like around D.C.
Yeah. I know this was a big story in Jersey.
They say eight states.
Yeah.
You can't fly drones within like 20, 30 miles of D.C.
Right.
They don't work.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
But you can fly them out near our house. I mean, what if there was if there was a drone flying over your house, would that bother you?
I mean, they're loud. I don't think I would want one.
I think it kind of depends how big it was. If it was a kind of smaller one,
I think they're saying these are pretty big. These aren't like those little ones
you
see, you know, like at Costco. I think these are, some of them, they look like small.
Military grade.
Like cars.
Yeah.
Right? They're like pretty big.
There was a story about, I think this happened maybe, what's today, the 16th? So this happened maybe Friday or Saturday. There was a drone that crashed into someone's house in New Jersey.
Oh, no.
And the officials determined the craft was a hobby or a toy type of drone. So I guess that wouldn't
have been
a big
small
deal.
One. So the fear,
but it crashed right into the house.
So what's the fear? Why
the fear
is everyone going crazy?
Is it's like an attack from like China or Russia or something, and all of a sudden we're gonna have a wave of 1,000 drones just
fighting up in the air,
just firing like what was the
firing name? Missiles at one another?
Yeah, whatever, dropping nukes. I mean, actually The possibilities are endless. If you go down that road, you could get quite terrified, right?
Oh yeah.
If you really let yourself,
there were drones flying all over your neighborhood every day, it would bother you.
Oh, the sound is annoying.
Yeah, I mean, it's just. I mean, you would wonder where they're coming from, who's flying them, but it would bother you a little bit. Yeah. If you just saw them once in a while, it would be fine.
I don't know. Maybe people have better insight.
But these people in New Jersey are seeing them every single day.
I'm sure people do. But I just assume whatever they're saying, they're lying.
This one guy took a picture of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 drones flying over his neighborhood.
Yeah, and they must be big. They're not like those little small things that like, you know, people have.
Yeah.
I don't think. Chris Rock, I guess, did he do the opening for SNL? And there was a bunch of, like, I saw Adam Sandler did a guest spot. Maybe they're celebrating their 50 years. And then I know he took some shots at the show, basically said they've had 25 good years. You know, maybe the last 25 have been so great. But people are also grilling him because it clearly looks like he's had some sort of plastic surgery.
Oh, okay.
If you've seen Chris at all lately, and then
not surprised, everybody in Hollywood does.
I don't know what's going on with Jamie Foxx, but he got hit in the face with a glass while celebrating his birthday at a restaurant in Beverly Hills. Now I don't know. They say someone from another table threw a glass. It hit him in the mouth, and he had to get stitches. Now I don't know if he was the intended target, or if he was just an innocent bystander.
Who throws a glass?
I don't know. Especially like in Beverly Hills, like at a fancy restaurant. Like, what's going on?
Yeah, at Mr. Chow.
Did we go there?
Restaurant.
Remember,
Mr. Chow?
Remember, we went to that.
I don't think I went to that restaurant.
No, we went to a nice restaurant out there. And there, God, it's a trendy one. It wasn't Mr. Chow, but it was one of them. I can't remember the name of it. Cakes would probably remember. Sylvester Stallone. has a $35 million mansion in Palm Beach. You know, kind of like, you know, where the Breakers is and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently...
Love the Breakers.
He's got plans. He's got a huge waterfront property. They say about 250-some feet. And I guess he's getting tired of or just wants to eliminate the idea that people could just... They can take their boats right up to his backyard.
Right.
So he's going to... He has plans to put an underwater seaweed barrier, I guess, so that you can't take your boat up so he can have some privacy.
Surprised he didn't do that before.
And people are upset about it. There's a big to-do about it.
Hmm. So people are just going up there and just taking photos.
I would guess, right? So if you have a boat and you go and you say, oh, there's Sly's place, there's Vanilla Ice's place, there's Madonna's place.
All in the same hood?
I don't know. I think some of those are in Miami, actually.
Okay.
But yeah, it's a big to do. But I guess you are somewhat vulnerable if you're like a celebrity, somebody where a lot of there'd be a lot of interest. If you have a waterfront property, anybody could probably just take their boat right up to your backyard.
Sure.
You probably feel fairly vulnerable.
And it's not like you can build a wall there because you want the view of the water. So I mean, I don't know what else you can do.
So are all of the football games, how many football games are going to be on Christmas Day, Valdez? You would know this better than me. There's two games.
Right.
Are your Ravens playing?
Ravens, yeah. Texans, and I believe Pittsburgh and, Pittsburgh, Kansas City.
Okay. And they're both going to be on Netflix, right?
Correct.
Yes. I believe there's an early game, which is, I think, at 12 or 1, and then the other one's at 4.
Yeah, 4:30.
And I guess, the NFL announced that Mariah Carey will be the opening act for the NFL's Christmas Day game. So that's going to be a big thing, like the Thanksgiving deal, right, where they have the big performances.
Is she going to be performing at one of the stadiums?
Her performance on NFL Christmas Game Day will air ahead of the live games.
Definitely going to sing this song.
I wonder if it's going to be recorded, because I think she sounds terrible now. I think she blew her voice out from all the touring
and
everything.
Maybe got better. Maybe she rehabbed.
I don't know, man. I think she pretty much sounds terrible now.
Let me know.
The Chiefs Steelers are at 1. The Ravens Texans are at 4:30. Are you happy about that, being a Ravens fan, that you watch games on Christmas? What day does Christmas fall on this year?
Wednesday.
It's on a Wednesday. Yeah. It's weird.
I'd rather be the early game.
But
at this point, I understand that Lamar Jackson is a commodity in the NFL, and that networks will do anything they can to have him.
He's a must watch.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I've come to that conclusion that there's going to be an inordinate amount of night games and just special games regardless.
I wonder if Patrick Mahomes will be playing in that Steeler game on Christmas Day after what happened to him yesterday.
I just don't know why, again, you guys... I mean, Josh Allen's having a great year, but isn't Lamar having a much better year?
Statistically, yes, but...
I don't understand.
But if Buffalo wins the division, Allen will probably take the MVP.
Just because Allen of right the better
now,
team?
Allen right now is minus 1,000 or minus 700 to win the MVP.
Over Lamar?
Yeah. Overwhelming favorite.
It's crazy because...
he's got 11 rushing touchdowns.
I know, but... Lamar has 34 passing touchdowns to his, 25?
25, yes.
Yeah, I mean, he's basically, I don't even understand it. 34-3, and how many rushing does Lamar
six.
Have? Like, he has six? So he's already got 40 touchdowns.
39.
No, he's got 34 passing. If he's got six rushing.
Yeah, the 40.
Yeah.
So
what are we talking about here? Why is this a debate?
Well, hold on. He's got 40. Well... Josh Allen has 36 combined touchdowns.
Okay, but
he's only four ahead of him.
Better touchdown interception ratio.
Well, I mean, they're having a great year.
I'm not saying Josh isn't having a great year.
He should definitely be in the discussion.
Lamar should be the leader. Why is everyone assuming it's? I just don't understand.
Because he's having a great year as well.
And if you want to say Saquon, that's fine too. I get that. Saquon's playing great.
It's because the MVP isn't necessarily a individual award anymore. It's about the team. It's about how well your team does in comparison to the other teams.
Yeah. I mean,
it's always gone to the quarterback of the number one seed.
Well, I don't know if that's...
Wouldn't that be Mahomes then?
Well, if Mahomes was putting up better numbers, he would be in the mix too.
I think it's just crazy. I think Josh Allen's great, but I just think Lamar's having a ridiculous season.
Lamar is having a great season, but Josh Allen is also having a ridiculous season. I mean, he just is. And his team's 12-2.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, they're not 12-2. 11-3.
It's kind of ahead of him in almost every category. I don't know. I don't get it. I think your boy's getting snubbed here, Valdez.
I do feel like there is a little bit of fatigue.
That does factor in. Like the one time Karl Malone won an MVP, right? Didn't Karl Malone win one year?
Yes.
When like Jordan should have won. It's probably a little of that. Who knows?
We'll say it is kind of weird. Like Dan Orlovsky, and we like Dan, but he already said the MVP race is over. Find that fun.
He gave it to Josh Allen.
He basically gave it to Josh Allen. And Dan Orlovsky votes. I was like, well, there's kind of a 4 weeks to play here.
Why would he say that?
I don't know. That was kind of weird.
Yeah.
Well, you would rather Lamar.
Oh, trust me. Yes.
Just win a Super Bowl and not win the individual award.
The individual award, very passe.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
But that's
important.
The MVP award, it's so weird that it became this huge talking point on network TV shows and everything, just because it's so fluid and it changes so week to week. It's a huge talking point for all of these loudmouth shows that JP loves to watch.
Well, think about it. If the Bengals were 9-5 right now instead of 6-8, he might be the leader in the clubhouse. So he's having a dumb year.
I think a lot of it with Allen goes to the fact that they've beaten the Chiefs and the Lions.
Yeah.
And
team is a great team.
Victories in those games. I mean, those are monster games, prime matchups that everyone's watching, and he's dominating those games.
Yeah, what about that Ravens prime matchup where he got benched in the fourth quarter?
I don't know. How'd Lamar do against the Chiefs in the week one?
Well, he lost, but put up good numbers.
You think so? You think you would give it to Josh Allen?
I love Lamar. I love Lamar Jackson, but I'd give it to Josh Allen right now.
That's weird. All right, whatever.
I mean, I just don't think you can overlook the fact that he's got 11 rushing touchdowns.
Okay,
he doesn't have 34 passing touchdowns. Yeah, but he's 11.
He's also most valuable player, and I think the Ravens have a lot of talent around Lamar. They have Derrick Henry. They got a great. They just have a very solid team. I think the Bills are nothing without Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm. I mean, in the last 2 weeks, Josh Allen has 10 total touchdowns.
In the last how many?
2 weeks. And they beat some pretty good teams. They beat the Rams on the road and obviously Detroit yesterday. 10 total touchdowns. Not bad.
Right.
But Lamar, Lamar's having a great year. I wouldn't have a problem with either one getting it. Josh Allen is putting up dumb numbers.
I assumed he was ahead, but I guess I don't know.
Hey there, sports fans. Looking to upgrade your office game? Swing by PVI Office Furniture, where they've got everything you need to take your workspace from the bench to the big leagues. Whether you're drafting up the next great idea or just need a power play and comfort, PVI has the perfect lineup of desks, chairs, and accessories. If you mention the Fan, you'll score 15% off your in-store purchase. Just mention us. Don't miss your shot. Hit the ice at PVI Office Furniture today and elevate your workspace like a true champ. PVI Office Furniture, where productivity gets a hat trick. Visit them at PVI. Welcome back. Final segment of a Victory Monday brought to you by Chenega Mios 2024. Top workplace. Visit careers.mios.com. And it's also the Honda Huddle. Driven by your local Washington area Honda dealer. Contact them for a great deal today. And we kind of talked about it. There are two Monday night games tonight. A doubleheader. You got the Chiefs, Steelers. And I'm sorry, not the Chiefs Steelers. That would be the Christmas Day. You've got the Falcons playing in Vegas, and you've got the Bears playing in Minnesota. Big one for the Vikings because they're kind of chasing the Lions for the division. And a huge game for the Falcons because Kirk Cousins has been playing like butt. And if they're going to have any prayer of getting back into this playoff discussion, they've got to beat the 2-11 Raiders tonight. And then they play the Giants, also a 2-win team, next week. So you got a doubleheader. Bears Vikings, that's at 8, and then Falcons Raiders is at 8:30, and that's for your Honda Huddle.
All right, Lurch, injury report presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. After Zach Ertz made that terrific one-handed grab, the Commanders tight end left the game, did not return. I didn't realize it at the time. I didn't kind of notice that he hit his head, but he's diagnosed with a concussion. His status for Sunday's matchup against the Eagles is unknown. Also got to watch out for Jeremy Chinn, see if he's not in the kind of the same boat there. Mm-hmm. The Centers for Advanced Orthopedics, more physicians, more locations, more advanced care centered around one thing. You visit CFAORTHO.com. That's Center for Advanced Orthopedics.com. CFAORTHO.com.
I will say that if Zach Ertz didn't get hurt yesterday and leave the game, he only had two catches. Mm-hmm. That was a great catch where he got injured, but
yeah,
he would have been a more of a factor in the passing game. So I think they would have put up a little bit more points if Ertz was there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I could have seen him having five, six, seven catches. But hopefully he'll be okay for Sunday against the Eagles.
Yeah, we're gonna need a full deck. We're gonna need as many guys as possible. I'm a little distracted because my brother's over at my mom's house and everything's fine. But we got the great people at Crop over there, and I showed Valdez. I mean, it looks like they're digging about three graves over there. Mm. It is massive.
How big
the
is that?
Hole what is that?
The backhoe? What is it?
I guess you just call it a backhoe.
How,
I don't know.
How big is it?
You want to see the hole?
Well, just how big is the digger?
I mean, here you go. Look at those two pictures. You see how big the holes are?
Yeah, it's pretty big.
I mean, I don't know. It's pretty massive. And of course, my mom lives in an older house. It's built in the probably late 60s, and there's tree roots in there. Mm-hmm. And the tree roots have corrupted the pipes, and I guess this is a thing that happens. It's not uncommon. And to fix it correctly, you got to go in there and dig it out and put new piping in. So the great people at Crop are out there, their team.
They'll take care of you.
They're taking care of you. Hit them up. They're the best.
They're so good.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's such a great connection to have, the Crop Metcalf people, because they could do everything.
They literally can.
They could do everything. Anything you got an issue with at the house?
The only thing they can't do yet, they can't build me a shed. I'm looking for a shed company.
They could probably find some contractor to do that.
I'll sell 100 sheds for you. Trust me, I can do it.
But I can't tell you how many times I've had Crop come out to the house to fix an AC unit or heating or plumbing. I mean, they're good at what they do.
No, they're very good.
Hey, real quick, you know, we did that alt cast for the Caps game on Saturday night at Monumental.
We got to thank people that watch. I mean, I don't know if they had, 10 viewers or 100 or 1,000, but it seemed like a lot of Junkies listeners were checking it out and entertaining us. So thank you for doing that.
But again, the Caps won that game 4-2 to improve to 21-6-2. They've got 44 points, so one better than the Devils. They play tonight again. They've got back-to-back games. I think they play Dallas, and then I think they play, they play Chicago. Mm. I think they play Dallas and Chicago back-to-back, both on the road. But tonight they play Dallas on the road, and Dallas is pretty good.
My brother just texted me. He wants tickets for the Commanders game on the 29th.
Okay.
I told him, just text 29th. JP. I told him to text JP, my own brother. I said, just text JP. He knows those people. He knows them better.
He'll get that done.
Right?
Well, he'll just reach out to J-Dub.
Is J-Dub, I mean, I think he's pretty much out of it now, right? I mean, is J-Dub still, yeah.
I don't know.
You're going to have to hit up your Northwest guys
The Northwest people, yeah.
I'm not even going to be Jeff in the Benedict. State. I'm not even going to be around. I'm going to be in Florida.
You're going to be in Florida.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get to Florida, too, right after New Year's.
What part are you going to go?
Marco Island.
You know where Vinny and Joe are? Vin is in, I think he's in Fort Myers, wherever the hell he is.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to Pop Stroke today. He said
really?
There's eight of them.
Is that Tigers?
That Tiger. He says it's phenomenal.
Just get hammered and just putt around?
Yeah, they bring out drinks and food. The greens are unbelievable. Yeah, it's amazing. Look, Google Pop Stroke if you're in Florida.
All right. All right, thanks for tuning in today. Talk to you tomorrow on a Victory Monday. B. Mitch and Finley are up next.
Hey, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.